Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub,
and we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS.
Thank you, Eddie. They wanted to see me get hype. What's going on, everybody? This is Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
And you're now listening to the DCYS show every Wednesday night on the Blackout Radio Network. Thank you very much, Eddie, for allowing this opportunity to get the community connected together. You know, we want all our callers and listeners to share their information, spit some bars, and have some fun. That's why we do this thing, all right? So you can find us on our Facebook and Instagram. Mr. Yellow, so do you want to go run through that real quick?
Well, I'm looking at the business card right now. So Facebook and Periscope is at the official DCYS. IG and Twitter at DCYS_ENT. To contact us, it's theofficialdcys@gmail.com. And our blog is theofficialdcys.blogspot.com.
Well done. I want to remind our callers, you know, we're going to get to you. We want to get you on the air. When you do call and you do get on the air, remember to let us know who you are. Spell out your name so the listeners could kind of look you up. Because we had, I think, Tony Rome's Productions on last week, and I didn't know there was two Z's in there. So don't assume we know how to spell your name when you tell us so-and-so on Instagram or whatever. You know, if you're an artist, we hope you spit some bars so people can see what you're about. Is that about it, Mr. Yellow Stuff?
Sounds good.
All right. Mr. Yellow Stuff's not in the closet and he's not in the bathroom. So we're good to go.
We are good to go.
All right. Mr. Black Chair, let's get the show rolling, man.
I have 803-420. You are live.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Tim O.J., a.k.a. Tim O.J., T-I-M-O-J-A-M-E-S. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind, man?
I'm a founder of a Sony Music distribution competition tour that's going across the country.
Okay.
60-plus cities and 25 states. And I was invited by one of your engineers from out of Detroit, Michigan, to come on and do an interview and give a little information about what's going on for the artists who are hungry, buzzworthy, underground artists who need opportunities like this. So that's why we're here. I am A&R for Sony Music, and I give out distribution. I used to be an artist, and I had to make the transition to business so that I can keep the opportunities that came across my table to me as an artist. In order to keep them open, I had to become a businessman the opportunities for artists that were in my circle, inner circle, but also the artists that and managers, promoters, owners, things of that nature that I was blessed to be able to come into the company from all the various places that I was able to travel to. So it's about relationships, fam.
Yeah, and, I agree.
By the way, you guys have an outstanding platform, and you guys have characteristics, man. You got the humor, and you got the charm. You also have the wit, so I appreciate it. Kudos to what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
We appreciate the compliments.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you guys have any questions that you think artists would be intrigued by or would like to know, feel free to ask, and we can pick them up as we go.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay. So now I want to get back to your competition before we get into that. So why don't you, for our listeners, kind of elaborate on what you got going on with that music competition.
Okay, so what it is it's a competition that's geared up for artists to compete to win a one-year, one-song distribution deal through Sony and my company, Dick James Latrice Management, on all of the major stores online across the globe. They also get live interviews. They get radio support. They get blogs. They get magazine article write-ups, full features. And they also get, you know, the tour courtesy, you know, of Sony Music and Dick James Management. So with that being said, we have 60-plus cities in 25 states. So each market that we go to, we pick a winner. And, you know, as long as their music is and their performance is that of that night,
mm-hmm.
I would select. Because, you know, it's a lot of artists that come out, and a lot of them have outstanding music. But for that one night only,
mm-hmm.
we determine it.
Wow.
And we go from there.
How do you know that an artist might just have a one banging track, but the rest isn't there? How could you make that decision? How does Timo kind of go through that?
Some you have to step in and you have to help develop.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on where their head is at. If their minds are open and their work ethic is there, it's going to show. You don't have to try and make an impression, because the presentation is going to deliver itself. And sometimes that's all it takes is one banger.
Well,
from where I come from, you can create one, you can create another. Some only want to create one.
Yeah.
Nothing's one of the sons. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So you took a backseat on your, on your artist career to pursue the business side. That must have been a risk. That must have been a risk.
It was a sacrifice, and in anything that you do, that you believe in, you have to make some kind of ultimate sacrifice, and that was the one that I did. Now, my mentor, mm-hmm. my uncle, he pulled me to the side, because he invested in me and my nephews. He actually created a recording studio out in Elizabeth, Kentucky, short for Fort Knox, Kentucky, $75,000 because of me as an artist and a producer. So he really believed in me. And obviously, I believed in myself. My music was pretty damn hot, if you excuse my French, because in 2011, 2012, I charted on the international charts for independent artists, recording artists. And I charted at number 7 as a songwriter and performance artist. And Universal Music Group approached me with a distribution deal, and they gave me 80-20. I got 80, they got 20, based off of the numbers that I generated from unsigned.com. I charted at number 1 on like 4 different categories on unsigned.com from like 2008 to like 2012. And it was like alternative club, R&B and hip hop. And then in like 2 other categories, I was in the top 10 at like number 3 and number 5. So they approached me with it. And at that time, I had a situation that developed, like my mother got sick and I couldn't focus. I couldn't function. So I had to drop everything I did. And during that time, my uncle told me, son, you're a hell of an artist. You're a hell of a producer. But he had a session for us out in Kentucky, and he brought some artists from across the West Coast, like Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Louisville.
Right.
And he had us to come in and record sessions.
For our listeners, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but for our listeners, please hold on the line. We will get you. Right now, I'm enjoying this conversation. I don't mean to cut you off. I wasn't anticipating this phone call, to be fair. So I would like, if I could get your contact information, maybe we could have like an interview.
Absolutely.
And have
bro.
A more formal discussion
absolutely.
Where I could have something prepared. I don't want, like, I'm not prepared for for this conversation.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do that. Let me know when you're ready to take the information, and I'll give it to you.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. My contact is 803.
Yes, sir.
420-3004. Mm-hmm. And again,
right.
It's Timo.
So,
T-I-M-O-J.
All right, Timo. We'll be in touch. I do have other calls. I want to get to them. I want to get them on the line. I will be in contact with you so we can set something up more, what shall I say, intimate.
Concrete.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's concrete. There you go, concrete. Pause.
Appreciate that. You told me y'all got 10 shows on the broadcast, so he told me to tell you that so that you guys could set that up. So I look forward to it, fam.
All right, man. We'll be in touch. Thank you for calling in. All right.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great one.
All right, you too, man. All right. Now every now and then, I let one slip like that. I don't.
It happens a lot.
Slipping.
Yeah. The listeners know because they've been following the show, so it's not just one. But keep going.
And if you're listening, you know, as soon as I say something sus, Mr. Blacktail lets me know immediately. So my apologies, but yeah, no. Listen, so we're gonna get that man on the line one more time, and for our callers, you know, you're gonna want to check in on that because it'll help you kind of. Go ahead.
No, just and like he said, you know, if you have any questions that could be directed towards him and you know his knowledge, he'll answer them, you know, live on air. So your questions can be answered. You have that avenue too.
Yeah, we're gonna have to try to set something up so people give us some questions, and we can go ahead and give them to them. But anyways, we have other callers on the line. And so let's go. Let's keep it rolling.
Okay, I got 918-944. You're live.
Yo, what it do, big homie?
What's going on, man?
All right, shit, chilling, man. Just calling in. You feel me? See what's happening. I heard about the show, so I'll call in, show some support.
All right. Who we talking to right now? Where you from?
Man, I'm from L.A. I'm from West Coast. You know what I'm saying? My name is Young Rowdy.
Young Rowdy from West Coast. All right. And for our listeners, you want to give us your social media so they can look you up and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Twitter is at YG_Rowdy. You know what I mean? YouTube, YGROWDY. Instagram is self-made Young Rowdy. Take out the O and Young. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Young Rowdy. Self-made, you know what I mean? Follow me, stay tuned. I drop a lot of shit.
So I imagine you're are you an artist or what do you got going on? You're a producer? What's your thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm an artist, man. I'm an upcoming artist. You know what I mean? I did a lot of songs with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't got that big buzz. I got a good name. I got a good rep. I got a nice fan base, but ain't stepped up a little higher, so...
Well, as you know, it's going to take time, you know, develop that fan base and keep it rolling, as they say.
Yes, sir.
So how long you been doing the music thing for?
Well, shit, I've been rapping since I was 14. I'm 24. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been doing it with a lot of people since about 18, built my name since then, so about 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. So would you say style's more like the West Coast vibe, or do you kind of do your own thing?
I mean... It all depends. I mean, originally, I'm from the Midwest. I'm originally from Oklahoma City, but I was raised in L.A. my whole life. You know what I mean? So I kind of got both, best of both worlds. You know what I mean? I got bars. I can hit you with the street shit. I could do either one, really.
So you got any work coming out that the listeners may want to go check out?
Oh, yeah. I got some new shit that I'm about to drop. It's called the All West Movement. I'm getting all the Bloods, Crips, Southsiders, anybody and everybody in between out of the whole L.A. county. Like, I'm getting everybody, mm-hmm. putting together for one cause. You know what I mean? Showing we can all put right. the bullshit aside type, you know what I mean? And I got another one, you know what I mean, Young Rowdy. I am Mr. 90260. I'm working on that now. I'm going to drop next year, a couple months, you know? And I just dropped my other shit, my new tape. It's called Young Rowdy Haters all Make right. Me Famous, Me One. by DJ Lindo from the UK, you know. So check that out.
All right.
On Coast of Spinrilla and whatnot.
That's what's up, man. It's going to be a little challenging with that Old West movement, don't you think? What do you think? To get people that kind of don't have the same mentality towards one another to kind of collaborate in that fashion.
Now, I mean, the best way I could break it down to you is, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm a white boy first. You know what I mean? I'm a white boy. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people from a lot of sides. I got family from all over the place. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
the certain love and respect that I have from certain people, yep. certain gangs, certain communities, I should say. You know, I've either been in jail with them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or I did some, you know, on the streets with them, or I did music with them, or I supported them. So the people
right.
that I have around me is solid people. So if I can get the right
yeah.
ones from everywhere and pull them together, you know, I'm pretty sure I could do it.
Yeah. No, I want you to do it, and I want you to be successful. And for our listeners, you know, please hold on the line. We will get to you. Right now we're with Young Rowdy. Now, we do have other callers, Young Rowdy. So before we let you go, you want to spit some bars? And can we do that?
Yeah. Look, I do it like this. You want a hot
uh-huh.
16? I'll feed you the clip. I'm like MJ with that 4-5, this big pistol of spit. Yeah, come off my hip like a hula hoop. My gun need a smoke check because I do pollute. I shoot for loot. I'm like a wet showdown performing the shows. I'm the best show around. L. Flint, my brother Foe, we the king of kings. In the medieval times, it's the fear I bring. Yeah, I let them hangin' like Saddam Hussein. I'm your back, yeah, your spine and your shoulder blades. I'm back in the booth like a police raid. I stay with that hammer, so they don't act brave. They telling me to tone it down with my low-down rap. I'm up the top too tight like a Scully cat. Everybody think they could fuck with me, but I stay with more bars in the penitentiary. You feel me?
Yeah. Mr. Rowdy, appreciate the bars. Now, I wish you good luck with the Old West movement and your new tape coming out. And when it does come out, make sure you hop on the show so we can help promote you, all right?
Yeah, for sure, man. You guys got my info, too. You got my number.
Yeah, we got
it. Check it. Holler at me. We'll link up.
Sounds good, man.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for calling in. You'll be good, all right?
Yeah, no problem. Much love and respect. 100.
All right,
man.
Peace.
All right, man. We're starting to show off right, man. I'm liking these calls right now. Again, if you call for real, Mr.
For real.
Yellow Sub. Again, if you're calling in, make sure you let us know who you are, where you're from. Spell it out if it's not straightforward. And of course, you know, if you're an artist, hope you got some bars ready. If not, it's all good. right? It's all good. If LeVar calls in, run tell that. Run tell that.
Run tell that. For real.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Black Deer. Who we got next?
I got on 586-441.
What's the deal, man? What's the deal? Tony
What's
Ross,
happening?
Man. Tony yeah. Ross Productions, man.
Ah, Tony Rones.
Nothing, just chilling, right? huh?
Tony Rones with the Z, right?
Yeah, with the Z, man, with the two Z's, man. Yeah, that's me, man. I'm back, man. I told y'all, man, I'm gonna be calling every night. I don't care to my, the whole world. I got this movement, man. And
yes.
my mom right now to this day, man. Ever since I started this music stuff, my mom been my
mm-hmm.
biggest fan, dude. You know what I'm saying? Even though I had our differences or whatever, she one of my biggest
yes.
fans. Her and my baby mama, my family. They already they boosted me up to get out here and do a lot more. So, you know.
No, they,
yeah, I'm just out here.
You know, it's fun.
Huh?
I'm listening. Go ahead. No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just basically out here to promote my production, Tony Rollins production. I'm out here and I don't care about what haters say because I live in a city full of haters. And if you ain't gang affiliated or doing something
mm-hmm.
of that other nature, they going to hate on your grind. So, I mean, they can hate on me all they want because I'm out here, man. I put in work every day. I get up around 6:30 in the morning every morning just to put in work, and I don't go to sleep until I got some type of music completed. And everybody can follow me on Instagram at Tony Rome's Productions on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook at Mr. Tony Rome's. You can follow me there. or I'm giving myself about another week or two, and I have my website up so people can go in there and buy all my just buy all my instrumentals and stuff like that. And I want to give a shout out to what's the dude name? Rich Homie Gates. Rich Gates. I want to give a big shout out to him, man, because he after talking to him and Big Homie Eddie, them two dudes right there.
Yeah.
I swear, man. I swear on everything, dude. This is the reason why I'm back. This is the reason why I'm back in this music business, and this is the main reason why I love music so much, because people like them giving people like me an opportunity. And whenever I blow up, once I get that high and high in the clouds where I can look down and I can just be able to help somebody, I want to do the same thing, man. I'm telling you, I'm taking this and I'm going far. I ain't stopping until I'm about 275 years old. Old as dirt, still making beats. You feel me? I'm going to be an OG just like Dr. Dre and Snoop. You feel me?
Yeah. You're from Alabama, right?
Alabama. I'm in Detroit. My homeboy. I tried to get him to call, but his phone line messing up, so I got to promote him. And we about to start this. We started a movement last night. It started the collab, bro. So we about to put an Instagram together, and me and him about to start throwing music all on the me and him about to start throwing music together. We already did one. We working on our second one. And Young Dog only 18 years old, so I took him up under my wing as my little brother. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep him out the streets. And he graduated high school. Now he trying to go to college. So I'm like, man, is this what you want to do, bro? You got to take the initiative, and we got to compete with each other so, man, you can be out here taking over the whole world. You know
exactly
what I'm saying? So I make beats, and he make beats too, so not in majority – majority of the time, you got to get in contact with me because of his phone down. But once his phone get to jumping, I'm already shooting people his way anyway. Like, I'm not even taking no money right now because I'm busy shooting people his way so he can help his grandma out. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, he's he's a college kid, so shit ain't right yet. But
I'm talking about the boy. I'm talking about my brother, my little brother. Dope. I swear to God, me and him put together, you would think we might well made it and Zaytoven, because that's all the hell we listen to. Like, for real.
Man,
he's
man.
A guy, it's like,
love it.
He gave me an LP, and he told me, he was like, look, man, I'm going to give you all this stuff, and I'm going to give you about three days. Within 30 minutes, I done put something together. He was like, man, don't never stop making no music again, because if you do, I ain't going to never talk to you. And I ain't never stopped, man. I just kept going. I got stuff in the vault. I'm ready to sell right now.
Tony Rums, here's what I'll say. It's good they have somebody on your tutelage, because the more you teach somebody, the more you learn about your craft. So you keep doing that shit. And best of luck to the collab bros, whatever you got going on in that movement. You keep doing it.
Yeah.
You keep calling in, promoting yourself, and don't stop, man.
Yep.
All right? You keep it going.
All right, man. All right. Y'all just go on to Instagram, man. I'll be dropping some probably tomorrow night or probably later on, because I got something in the water I need to throw on Instagram anyway. So y'all just looking out, because I say probably – Give me about a month or two. I have a mixtape and whatever y'all need, for real. All my pack, I got package deals going for $125. That's 5 to 6 beats for $125. If you really out here getting this money, you want an LP, throw me $450 and I'll look out for you, for real. All
right.
All right, man. Tony, y'all be good out there, man.
You too, man. Keep calling in.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, for all the callers on the line, please hold. We're definitely trying to get to you. We're also trying to give you some time to talk, man. We want to learn more about you, so to see the personality behind the artist or the producer, whatever. Okay, so please don't get frustrated. I appreciate that young man's passion. And I'll say it again: the more you teach somebody about your craft, whether it's music or whatever, the more you're gonna get better at what you do.
Yeah, man. No hate.
And you know what? Fuck it. There's going to be haters every single time, as we discussed before the show, Mr. Yellow Sub. there's going to be haters every step of the way. Do
in
not
your circle sometimes.
In your circle.
Keep going.
Out of your circle. There's going to be friends and enemies, man, but you keep it going because you're trusting your abilities. Let it stop you. All right, let's keep it going. What we got?
Yeah, I got 310-910. You are live. What's going on, fellas? This is Queen Z calling from Las Vegas. What's going on, fellas?
Oh. What's going on, girl? How are you?
What's going on? Oh, man. I guess we family, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call in and get, man, just out here in Vegas chilling and promoting online, you know, getting my promotion on. You know, you got to get up every day and grind and create new opportunities for yourself. So that's what I'm working on. I wanted to piggyback off of the hater conversation real quick before
Go ahead.
Get into any promotion.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We all have them, seriously. Like, I encountered that today, in this day. Someone called me this morning and basically tried to reroute one of my potential artists that I wanted to put on the bill on my radio show. That junk was crazy. And I'm like, what's the premise behind trying to step them down? And then he says, well, you can book me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is crazy, like. We all have haters, and what I'm learning is that you just have to completely stay focused on what you're doing. And I've been telling everybody, like, I see myself 15 steps ahead of where I'm at. Like, I see myself not just being interviewed by Oprah, but interviewing her. How about that? That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, think about that.
Visionary.
So,
I'm a visionary.
You sound like Mr. Yup.
Visionary.
You sound like Mr. Yellow Stuff.
People think I'm insane for saying that. People think I'm insane for saying that. But see, the thing is, I see myself way ahead of where I'm at, and they don't understand that. And I got a couple of haters, and it's a trip, man. It's a trip. They'll get to rolling with you, and then they see that you're continuing, and you're continuing to step into your vision, and then they just start to jump ship or something. I don't know, but we got to keep going. And I wanted to encourage you fellas that, you know, whatever your vision is, stick with it. Don't give up. Don't get sidetracked, you know, based on the distractions and the things that come at us, especially us as radio DJs and, you know, radio personalities. It's not easy, you know, and people see that you're climbing the ladder, and they start to get irritated. And it's like, dude, do you understand the grind that I've been on like all these years?
Mm-hmm.
This is my first time in over 7 or 8 years getting my radio, my own radio show. And I'm going to get into my promotion side, I guess, right now. I've been co-hosting with everybody. Like, dude, how long am I going to continue to stay a co-host? Like, when am I going to be, you know, my own? you're mad and you don't understand how long I've been co-hosting. Like, I'm ready for this. Like, I needed to step into a higher position and get my own. I'm now a radio DJ, as you guys know, on Blackout Radio. I have the Queen G and Friends on here, and I also am Queen G and Friends on WBKE Raw Radio. That's another radio station I do here in the city of Las Vegas. So I'm ready for this. Like, I'm ready for the challenge. I'm tired of people making decisions for me. Like, I want to be the one to be in the power seat, make decisions, because I know if I'm in that power seat, I'm going to bring a lot of people along with me. You know what I mean? And I have the right and the potential to really, really look out for a lot of people. Now, is everybody like that? I don't know. But I am. You know what I mean? And I believe that we don't get some just by chance, that we're chosen to be in these positions because, you know what I mean, we have something to do in this industry. We have something that we are in charge of, and we have to continue to do what we have to do. You know what I mean? So
I
know I'm getting heavy. I know I'm talking heavy stuff just coming in, like, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to say that, fellas, whatever y'all doing, just stay focused. You know what I mean? Stay encouraged.
Right.
Stay focused. Don't let this haterade pull you down, because sometimes it can be really, really hurtful what people say, what they do, and it really nudges you a little bit. You can't help but be affected by it. But what we must not do is stop. What we must not do is stop the vision. We have to continue to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. So that's my word of the day. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Queen G and Friends. You know, my name is also Shanta Renee Gibson. I want to give a shout out to both of my brothers, Tyrese Gibson, the singer, as well as my brother June Polion, who's out here putting it down in the industry as well. I love my family, my brothers, and all the people that believe in me and support me. So I that's what I wanted to say tonight. Sorry for getting heavy, fellas.
You're good. We appreciate you calling in, Queen G.
And to all the other callers that are on the line patiently waiting, we will get to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye.
You got it. We'll be checking you out, all right? All right. Yeah, again, like Carlos said, we're going to get into some conversations. So once you're on the line, we want to promote you, and we're going to get to you. Let's keep it going, Mr. Blackton.
All right, I got 304-627. You are live.
I'm a monster. Feed me the beef. Feeding the beef. I'm a feast. I'm ready to eat. I'm deep in these streets. Ain't no lacking. I'm ready for action. My youngest is packing. What is you talking? My niggas is bracking. My niggas ain't rapping. Ready to go. I'm up at the show. I'm starting it mo. Popping that mo. That Chris and that bubbly. These bitches just love me. And I'm loved. To be in the spot, to take this position. I be just switching, only them lanes. And young and the gifted, what it do? Shout out to you. I'm up on the radio. I'm stomping in every truck. Don't, what's up, y'all?
Yo, who's that monster on the line? Who's that monster?
It's .com, man. What it do, man?
What's going on, man? Now, say it one more time for the listeners. Who we got on the line?
It's Jack Khan, man. Back at it again, once again, man. That was a freestyle for y'all, too. I'm on my game tonight.
We appreciate that.
That was the first time somebody did that. So
yo, he just went right in. That was his introduction right there.
You said, I'm going in.
I ain't even going to shoot no shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I heard a nigga do that, you know what I'm saying? Once before on the radio and shit, man. He got like inspired me to do something like that, though, man. So shout out to him, man. Shout out to y'all, too, man. What it do, though, man? How y'all feeling tonight?
We're good, man. For our listeners, you want to give them your social media? Can we do that real quick?
Yeah, catch me on Facebook, Jikon Music, J-I-K-O-N Music. Instagram, Twitter, @J-I-K-O-N, T-H-A-I-K-O-N. Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/Jikon2. Also, you can catch me on any music retail that's out there, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, any of that. Check out my single that dropped, 100 bands. November 18th, got a new single coming out called Count It Up. Also in the studio working on a new mix called Brotherly Love, man, at the same time. Also, man, I got my big brother on the phone with me, too, man. He on the line, too. Big brother, you still on here? Yeah.
Hey, what up?
What's up, man? Same old thing, but a different day, man. And I'm keep my head above water. That's all. Support my little brother, Jack Khan, the Hack Khan, man. You know?
Definitely, though, man. I got a lot of mix and a lot of things in the mix for y'all, man. Check out the documentary coming soon, Street Mentality. Mixtape coming soon, Street Mentality. Clothing line coming soon, Street Mentality. Also, I got a book coming, Street Mentality 2 as well.
Damn.
So stay tuned for
you're
that.
Busy as hell.
It's in the works, man. It's in the makings to come out real soon, man.
I'm sorry. I have a question. How do you balance all that?
Man, look, man, it's all focus, hard work, and hard grinding, man. That's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? If you play these streets real heavy, man, then you can play this rap game real heavy at the same time, too, man. It's just all on balancing and focusing, man, and staying consistent with everything that you're doing, man, and always be dedicated to everything that you do. That's it. That's all, man. You know what I'm saying? And you can't get too big-headed when you out in these streets or when you're in this industry and you're moving, man. Also, you know what I'm saying, shout out to OG Mac Drama, man. Get well soon, man. He was in a car accident too, man. So shout out to him, man.
Right.
Prayers up to him and his family, man. And he get well real soon, man. So shout out to that man too, man.
Well, listen, Jikon, you keep doing your thing, man. And we appreciate the freestyle off the top without even no introduction.
Man. Well, definitely. Can I end it off on one?
Yeah. Do it right. Okay. Do it right. Keep going.
I say. This life is no game. You playing with flames, stepping into the fire. Don't trust these niggas. They be some snakes wearing these wires. My niggas is hired, snipers. Some niggas is lifeless. Some bitches is trifling. You don't really want to go and just wife them. My shit is just I'm gonna leave it like that. I'm gonna leave it like that. Just check me out, man.
Dot com music. Appreciate you calling in, man. Calling again anytime you want, all right?
Most definitely. Shout out back to him, man. Shout out y'all for doing y'all thing, man. Shout out John Taylor. Shout out Untouchable Magazine, man. Shout out LeVar Hayes, man. World Crush. Salute 100. Check us out.
Yes, sir.
We have
you. We are one.
All right, man. You be good. All
right.
Peace, fellas.
Peace.
All right.
To all the callers that are on the line, patiently holding and listen to the show, we thank you very much, and we will get to your call as soon as we can.
I don't even think we got time for music, because we just got callers at the call.
Nah, man. Yo, we got this is the content right here.
we got
shout out to all the people calling in and listening, too. So, you know, without them, there wouldn't really be a show, you know?
And if you're curious who you're listening to, it's Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
DCYS. If you're into baseball, Cubs are up 6-3, top of the 7.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do. Oh, okay. All right, I like that.
World Series Game 7. It's important to some people. I don't watch baseball, but it is history in the making. All right, Mr. Blackjay, who we got on the line next?
313-646 Shalar.
Yo, I'm a Cadillac Q from Detroit. I'm gonna save.
Having a Cadillac.
I guess I'm a. Nothing much. Just going to hit y'all with some bars real quick so we can get this conversation started. Want to ignite a fire real quick.
All right, go ahead.
But look, my buddy, I'm silly. I'm chilling with ballers up in my city. Got that camo in the ammo, a youngin' rocking the ghillie. You feel me under pressure, a 77. I'm pretty. I'm a hammer to your chest. I can make a nigga a milli. Full house DJ. Got my brother, Akimi, phone call on three-way, pulling all the hoes in my city. A stretcher, I'm a catcher, so baby, bring me that kitty, because I probably fill you up, but you said your stomach is empty. On the chopper, I'm a doctor, medicated with pimping. People said it was harder to me. It was always simple. I write a song on the road, and I'm jumping, hopping in fences, all alone on my own, and I'm popping harder than strippers, claiming they make a noise. You know all I'm hearing, the crickets. Levi up on my pants, and the camo cover my fitted. Get that hoe up on my house, so she ain't going to hand me them digits. Proing on the couch, and I probably head to the kitchen. She do that Kama Sutra. I kill it, keeping it simple. She give me that medulla, I put that piece on the temple. Then I tell her I'm a do ya and bob her head to the temple. Now she's screaming hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is a thing, you bitch, I'm gone.
Whoa. What?
Mr. Q. Hey, Q stepping up. Q stepping up. Come correct.
Yeah,
I'm correct.
You like?
I appreciate Lambert. You calling back, man. I remember you calling in last week. I appreciate you calling back, man. So what's going on with you?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Like I said, still working on that project. Wanted to comment on something. That was Tyrese's sister from earlier that was just on, like two callers before me.
Yes, sir. Queen G, you can find her on our network. Yes.
If she's still listening out or listening in, I just wanted to say that you're absolutely right, miss. If you ain't got haters, then you ain't doing your job right. That's all I want to say. If you ain't got haters, you ain't doing your job right. So much respect to her. I like the way that, you know what I'm saying, she envisions her art form, you know what I'm saying? So how she said she see Oprah interviewing her one day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the same way I feel about it. So much respect to her, man. You know, be ahead of the game. But for those who don't know, you know what I'm saying, got a project I'm working on called Life of Lies. Everything is self-produced, produced by me. I want to shout out the kid, the producer in Red Diamond, man, like I said, for, you know what I'm saying, helping me get the skill that I have now to be able to produce and, you know what I'm saying, do the rap. So definitely much respect to them. You know what I'm saying? My links, you guys can find me at facebook.com/CadillacQDMC. That's Q with a Q-U-E. And then EMC. You can find me at soundcloud.com/CaddyQProductions, C-A-D-I-Q-U-E, Productions. And then Instagram.com/CadillacQ. You know what I'm saying? I definitely, man, my thing is I just like to, you know what I'm saying, try and set the bar, get the bars going every time I get on the show. You know what I'm saying? I like you know, that y'all give us the opportunity to do this, man. Rap for me is it's more than just a skill. It's an ambition. It's a lifestyle because it's a part of hip-hop. Hip-hop was a lifestyle before it was anything else, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I like to stay true to the art form, man. And anybody looking for features, let me know, man. We can talk. You can get at me at on my Gmail at CadillacQProductions@gmail.com. So definitely shoot your boy some messages, man. I'm trying to work. I'm out here trying to work. I'm stationed in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Detroit.
City. Well, you know listen, Cadillac, man, keep calling in, keep spinning bars, heavy bars, and keep doing what you're doing, because producing and rapping is not easy. It is two different things right there. So keep it up, man.
As Dr. Connor would say, producing or rapping while working a 40.
Yeah, exactly right. So,
what's your story?
I would have said that. Definitely have said that before. But we have other callers and shit. We want to get you back on the line and get some more bars, all right? So you keep calling in, all right?
Definitely, man. I support you guys. Keep doing what y'all are doing. Shout out to the Black Owl Movement. Let's go.
That's it, baby. That's it. You be good, man.
You too, man.
All right, bro.
Man.
Two things I like right there. first and foremost, bars. Bars and flow. Three things. All right, bars and flow. Production. Because, again, if you're listening, if you're only rapping, that's cool. No, not hating and whatever. But if you learn to produce as well, that's also another skill that's very challenging to develop. And I encourage you guys to do it, because download Fruity Loops. Mess around with it. Ask questions to your friends, or just look stuff up, and
or
you can produce.
NPC.
Or NPC, you know, whatever. But don't think it's something you cannot do, because you can. It's simple to learn. It just takes your own efforts to develop your skill. And thirdly, what I want to say is, I like how the conversation touched upon another person's topic, because, you know, if you want to talk about anything aside from just music, let's do it. All right, I'm fair game. This is not only just
like
promotion. I like to have discussions. But yeah, for all the callers that are listening, please stay on the line. We're trying to get to everyone. We've had great callers. And
Exactly.
Thank you for being a part of the show and for contributing. And let's keep it going, Mr. Black Deer.
I got 757-675. We live.
Yep. Yo, this is Mrs. Meatballs 857 from Kentucky, Kentucky. How y'all doing this evening?
How's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just out here supporting Donald Trump. Just want to let y'all know to go to the election poll November 8th.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so definitely go ahead and just go ahead and put your vote in for him. You know, he's building a wall, so I let y'all get ready to get that wall up so y'all get that thing going.
All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just saying, this is Quantra Howard.
I know. I knew it was. I'm like, Meatballs. I'm like, who the fuck are they naming themselves Meatballs? But I was like, go with it. If it's real, it's real.
Yeah, you have open forum.
What's going on, man? What's going on, Dr. C. Yellow S? Out here with out here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Quantra. I'm the host of The Q, and I'm also a owner of QLN Entertainment. We're just out here definitely promoting the QLN Ween Mix Part 3. So check that out. It's a mix we made. All of your favorite shows are in there, all of your shows from the 90s, 2000s. We mix all the theme songs up together, put them all into one mix. And it's just a really, really great mix. We get some really positive reception. So check that out on our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/QLNENT. One of the newest mixes we got from DJ Killer Crazer. I don't think no one's ever heard of that guy. So definitely check out his material. He usually does this annually. So definitely check out the mix right now. QLN Oween Mix Part 3. It's the third time doing this. So definitely check out his mix. Also, I'm a host of The Q on the Blackout Radio Network. Also, shout out to the whole team. Shout out to Shanta Gibson as well. I know she called into my show. We got a big show, and the reason why I was impersonating a Donald Trump supporter is we're going to be talking about politics for our next Funny Crap of the Week this Friday, so definitely want to tune in. So Funny Crap of the Week will be on politics. We're discussing all the candidates. We've been kind of holding back for the last couple months, you know, on politics, so now we finally decide we're going to go ahead and pull it off this Friday. So this Friday at 6 p.m. on the same line here, definitely calling to The Q every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, you know the call-in number. Follow the show, facebook.com/TheQ16, facebook.com/TheQ16, and you can definitely get all your information about the show and what we're doing. But big Funny Crap is going to be about all of the politics. I'm not talking about just Donald. I'm talking about Hillary.
Right.
I'm talking about Gary. I'm talking about Jill. I didn't even talk about Evans. No one even knows that there's a fifth presidential candidate running. No one even knows that there's a fifth guy. There's more than four.
I did not know.
Exactly.
To all the callers, please hold on. We'll get you right now. We're talking to the Q. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
So definitely want to tune in this Friday. Also, you get your promotion in, and if anybody's looking to put their music on the show, we already got four tracks on the show so far that have been airing so far. We have a shout out to what is his name? I'm now trying to remember all the people I put up there. Shout out to Jai One, J-A-I-1, his track Grown Men. Shout out to Young Kiddo, aka Day True. He put out a track for us. Shout out to G Money, Miss Fame, you know, our past guests on the queue last week and the week before. They have their tracks up there. They won one of our challenges. So if you want to submit your own music to the queue to get it considered for the queue, just email us at thecrown@rocketmail.com. That's THEQLOWN at rocketmail.com. THEQLOWN@rocketmail.com. And you can get some information about how you can submit your music, or just send us an MP3, one of the two. Also, we do graphic design. I also do graphic design work for Black Tears show, Black Hour Radio. I do graphic design work for anybody. So if anybody wants any inquiries on graphic design work, also email me on that same email, theclown@rocketmail.com, spelled with a Q, clown spelled with a Q. And you can definitely check that out. You guys got to call into my show, man. Y'all never call in, man. Y'all need to call in. You might need to call into this one. You might need to call in.
Well, I love talking politics. I'll say that much. So if there's anything, I'm talking politics because I get heavy with it.
I get heavy with it. Talk about it.
Yeah, man.
Bet, man. I just hope nobody gets upset because, you know, politics, religion, that kind of shit gets people upset. And again, to all our callers, please hold on line right now. We're talking to Q. And listen, man, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to have to settle up. I keep telling you.
Yeah, definitely appreciate y'all. And this is all the Q guys, Facebook.com/TheQ16 and QLN Entertainment, Facebook.com/QLNENT at SoundCloud. At QLNENT on SoundCloud, Twitter, QLNENT.bandcamp.com. Just check out QLN Oween Mix Part 3. We're sharing the hell out of that. That's a big mix. So check that out from DJ Killer Quasar. All righty, guys.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, man. You'll be good, all right?
All right, man.
Peace. All right, man. We got about 13 minutes, less than 13 minutes left on the show. We have to make this shit the lightning round. So I cut you off for a little bit so I could get to more callers. Please don't be offended. Just so I could get as many people the opportunity to come on the line and promote themselves as possible. All right, Mr. Blacktail, let's go.
313-718, you're live.
Call me skinny boy, baby, but you know my pocket's heavy. You know, I'm calling straight out of Detroit. What's up, man? I'm calling out of Detroit.
What's good, man? Tell the listeners who they're listening to right now.
My name is Skinny Boy Ralph. I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper rapping Detroit, Michigan. I've been putting in work for my city. I'm just trying to... Well, I am going to be the next artist up. I'm the hottest in my city right now. I just dropped a music video called High School Days. I put it out it's been out for about 5 days now, and it's already reached 2,000 views on it on my Facebook.
Good, nice. Good for you, man. Good for you. That's not easy to do. I like that. For our listeners, well, how can they do you have like a SoundCloud or what social media do you have?
Well, my main social media I'm on, y'all can follow me on, is Instagram. So if I could get a couple of followers most of the callers to follow me on Instagram, that's skinnyboy_ is SKINNYBOY_. So that's skinnyboy_. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. Like I said, I'm one of the hottest rappers from my city, and I got like a different type of flow. So I make a lot of meaningful songs. A lot of my songs got content in it, and it's not just like me just rapping about anything, you know?
Appreciate that, man. Now,
We also have to appreciate all the callers that are holding on the line. That we're just gonna get to them as soon as we can. But we have a lot of content, a lot of callers to get through. But we appreciate your call.
And can I spit like
in.
A quick 16 real quick? This
of course you can.
Yeah, man. Go.
Of course you can.
I say bust down, really, you're the plain Jane. Free dress days, I let my chain swing. Teachers hate on me, cause I gang bang. Call OCB, yeah, that's gang gang. Before I shot the AZ, I let them shots bang bang. Got away with my main thing. Called up my side piece, she be on the same thing. Feds wanna catch me, locked up in the chain gang. No, no, can't go. Free my nigga Nick, though.
Yes, sir. Skinny boy, Ralph. Skinny boy underscore on Instagram. Check him out. Thank you for calling in. Right, calling anytime, all right?
For sure, for sure. All
right. Peace.
All right, play.
Man, we got some straight bars on the line tonight.
Absolutely, man. Again, man, we appreciate you guys calling in and hanging on the line. We have like 10 minutes left in the show. So we're going to try to keep it rolling as fast as we can, but, you know, we'll give you your time. So who we got next, Mr. Black there?
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
810-835, you lie.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Carlito 810 straight from Flint, Mich.
Hey, yo, Carlito.
Y'all all right tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening, man?
Hey, yo, everything's good. You know.
That's how you do
doing
it,
me, man. I got a show coming up on December 6th, man. I'm Saginaw, a bunch of local artists, and just been doing my thing, man. You know, the album coming out in January. I just been moving, man. Okay. Dropping these hot ones. I got 10 done for the new album already. I'm going to drop about 5 to 6 more. I'm not sure yet, depending on how I feel, you know.
Depending on how you feel, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So you're hosting your own show? Is that what it is?
No. I'm performing at a show Saginaw.
Okay.
It's at 8 o'clock. It's at the Counterculture. That 620 Gratiot, if anybody listening from Saginaw, started at 7:30. I go on an 8, little 20-minute set. A lot of people, Lane, Buck Hollinsworth going to be there, Lane, Memphis Dollar, Soze International, my boy Tito 6. It's going to be a good night, man. Good artist, you know.
That's what's up, man. So now you got the new album with 10 songs, but you're going to put 5 or 6 more on it? Damn.
Yeah, my first album was 16 with a bow.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this one probably, you know, I just dropped 10, so, you know, I ain't done yet. So, you know, it's all about direction, you know what I'm saying? So when I feel like I'm done, I'm done.
All right. That's
I'm an artsy type, you know, MC, you know what I'm saying? I work on emotions and shit to be organic. So it will, you know,
definitely.
That song
it.
That'll tell me that's that last song, that nail in the coffin, then I'll know.
All right. Now, Carlito, I want to get to a few more callers, but I want to give you an opportunity to spit or give me some DMX. Either or, man. Either or.
Hey, yo, I could do either one. You know what I'm saying? I told them niggas, right, don't call a crib. Then I can spit you something like, it's like them squares full of concrete. Got us out here moving with no direction like zombies. I got to keep the fucking peace like Gandhi. Caught up out here in the rapture, but still moving that blondie. They ain't gonna know it's where I come from. I never sung but unsung around all these suckers and dum-dums. But all I'm trying to play you hard like a tom-tom. With no assist, I might as well be playing with Bron Bron. That's enough. I got you.
Carlito. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
You call in anytime, man. We appreciate you. Appreciate you, man. I'm serious.
Oh, for
I
sure,
like
when
you call in.
You already know. You know I had to make it, man. I was calling and I was making the last minute. I already had, you know. I know you got callers off. Carlito 810, IM810.com, Google Carlito 810. That's all you need to know.
All right, Playboy. You be good, all right?
All right, Pip. Holla.
Man. Hey, yo, Black Tears. Let me get the next caller. I can't do it.
Like that.
Cannot be imitated.
All right.
I got 803-530. You live.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? Who we talking to right now?
This is Latisse, R&B artist out of Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. So what's going on? Social media, you want to shout out? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just listening in on the radio. I'm just listening.
you having a good time? You all right? What do you think?
I'm fine.
Just doing my thing, you know. We only got 5 minutes left. It's been a long day. I've been up some sevens, but we're good. now, as a listener, and I kind of want your feedback, what would you like on our show, and what would you like less of? You still there? Uh-oh, did we lose it? I think we lost it.
Dropped off.
Shame. So hopefully, listen, if you're listening, call back next week. I want to hear from you. And again, I want your feedback. What do you like about the show? What don't you like about the show so we can give you a better product for your ears? Now, one more caller. Who we got?
I got 313-694. You live.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. We're going to get one more. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right. What we got
one
next?
More.
One more. It's going to happen.
Keep it going.
480-917. You're locked.
All right. Keep it going.
Next one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got 518-927. You're locked.
We're getting crickets right now.
Yeah, there's crickets online.
Oh, shit. You know, so should we just wrap up with Grubbin?
Yeah.
You want to play his track? Because I wanted to play it last week. I want to play Q's song because I said I would. Oh, man, my word. So, Mr. Black, you know, let's finish out with Grubbin for our listeners. If you need a second, what's up?
No, I just want to let them know that after the show, the episode that just aired will be on soundcloud.com/yellowsub, YELL0SUB. And to contact us, it's the official DCYS@gmail.com.
And that's if you want to either play some music on our show, like we're about to play Grubbin by Q, or if you want to schedule an interview, we can do that as well. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. Tune in next week at 10 to 11. Shout out to Mr. Blacktear for allowing us to have this opportunity on his show, on his network, rather. We appreciate you, Eddie. And again, this is DCYS Show with Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
I hope you guys had a good time and hope to hear from you next week. All right.
Check out Grubbin.
Washing and the scrubbing, lifting and the loading, money in the storage, gotta keep it going. Youngest with the cousins, always kind of blessing, everyday stressing, gotta stay grubbing. Hands in the dirt, looking for your work, shoulders to your knees, aching to your bleed, trouble up the street, money to the leak, dogs off the leash, gotta stay well up the set, before the bridge to end it. Pull the pen from the grenade to ascend it, unless we're too evil, can't lie to shit. Clock, only hours fill me, father, crush your filthy air and socks. Trouble for the man, they suck, cops, then pull whatever you don't got. To stretch me from the truth to the blues. Colors we are, but the paper speaks to our label. We gotta keep up, take for the day we made love. To show my force and all we want, collect funds, my work has been outdone. So I'm dated on promotion, as fast as the clouds faded. Hidden messages in our present faces, but what the future makes us unjust. You hard, you must trust, to push dust. These cobwebs in your head, cause you hush, hush. My story's a novel, you just purchased the sorrow. My uprise I share, and my gospel's too hollow. My wings might come shallow, but doesn't mean I pout. Getting off of the scouts, the shots, the fact that I count, no matter the amount.
the sound of has to get you. Washing and the scrubbing, lifting and the loading, money in the storage, gotta keep it going. Youngest with the cousins, always kind blessings, everyday stressing. We gotta stay grubbing, hands in the dirt, looking for your work, shoulders to your knees, aching to your bleed, trouble up the street, money to the lease, dogs off the leash. Gotta stay in out your comfort zone, in your home, stretching bones. Jogging till your feet can't push on. Jumping the jackhammer 7:30, bell by 9. Still gotta grind, up late past 8, 16 hours straight. Trying to run the sand line out of filler, go overtime. My mind searching for answers, I've been neglecting the questions. Maybe it's natural selection or this year's election. Don't matter the world mood, I'm spinning back, avoid doom. Lost the platform, conquer June, avoid useless tools. I've got misconceptions since the inception. When my toes of what can behold, I go from conspiracist to a lyricist, a racist to a terrorist, a martyr to a destroyer. Everyone trying to cross my borders, I shut it down, cut the corner, folded in quarters. What shall not order? Get extra dice until you realize I focus on tasks, not on the flash. Eliminate distractions, final flash with your drug. The cars crash, more blood on the road than a machete slash. The twist of metal got you huddled. What you say in your piss puddle? I'm done with these pranks, I'm finishing the last of my hits. It makes sense to dominate, to recalculate over the current state. I'm making moves longer than your interstate. I change fate, left up to hate, and go from pain to feel pain. Create my lane, heal my chains, and singles, flames, false claims. Keep my name all the same, cause we keep the dogs in the chain. Every day going in vain, cause we just washing and the scrubbing, lifting and the loading, money in the storage. Gotta keep it going, youngest with the cousins, always kind blessings, everyday stressing. We gotta stay grubbing, hands in the dirt, looking for your work, shoulders to your knees, aching to your bleed, trouble up the street, money to the lease, dogs off the leash. Gotta stay grubbing, yeah, to the 9 to 5, brother man, keep grubbing, survive to stay alive, brother keep rubbing, to all the shots. Here we go. I don't give a fuck, man. I stay grubbin'. I made a